A postal employee was arrested for smearing an unknown substance on a mailbox in North Brantford. Okay, what do you think that unknown substance is or was? Do you know or do you want to guess? Either one is fine. Okay. If you know firsthand what it was or you think you know.
Or the amount that was on there.
203-882-9757. I'm picturing poo.
Okay.
Because I hear smear and I just think... All right. You were arrested for this?
Right.
It was poo.
Right.
It was Christmas poo.
It was a smear campaign.
I was going to ask, do they describe it at all in the story?
Yeah. So it's snail mail.
North Brantford police identified the suspect as a 62-year-old United States Postal Service employee. I don't want to give her name, but her mugshot's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
She looks mad.
Yep.
I would not want to be the one to arrest her.
Like someone will do that.
Like what?
Like someone will actually do that.
She looks like someone that would actually do that.
Okay, gotcha. They arrested her twice for the incidents, once on December 4th and again by warrant on December 12th. The charges were for disorderly conduct and criminal mischief.
Does a poo part do?
Police said she was seen smearing the substance on at least one victim's mailbox. You think with all these cameras now.
Right. You're constantly caught doing anything.
You they'd be able to.
But you're also, in your right mind, you're smearing poop on someone's mailbox.
But we don't know if it was poop.
Or whatever it was.
What if it was snow?
Then she, I don't think she gets arrested for snow.
Right. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Okay. It could be cooking oil.
It could be other bodily fluids.
Urine?
It could be urine. It could be.
Boogers?
Boogers.
A good like wet December sneeze, and you just put that right there,
right?
Mm.
Or perhaps
you're saying something.
Something you get with a summer's eve, you know.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
They said that over the past year, they responded to 7 similar complaints, including multiple incidents at the same victim's residence.
With this specific person?
Is there a North Brantford page? Well, I don't think they arrested her on this. I think they've had complaints, but they were able to get her on one or two.
Via that. Okay.
Got it.
North Brantford, come on. Nobody knows anything? Is there a North Brantford Facebook page? It's got to be all over their Facebook page. Who runs North Brantford? Do we know? North Haven is Mike Frieda. Who's North Brantford?
I don't know.
North Brantford!
It's a top
Checking in.
North Brantford!
Okay.
You're on.
The North Brantford page is the top story. They show a mailbox open, little flag up.
The flag is saying, help me.
Smeared both inside and outside of the mailboxes.
Oh, no
that
escape.
That shows intent.
No
That's
escape,
not
yeah.
just like I sneezed and I'm wiping my hand. So
or
it's not
I
that.
I fell and my hand ended up in dog poo.
It is not that.
I'm getting you no matter what you do to get your mail out. And it's Christmas card season.
Right. Is it chintzy people? Like, is it the cheap people who didn't leave bonuses?
That's possible,
This does it's feel like some though. Sort of, like...
revenge.
Yeah, payback. Not well thought out, but...
Right. Right. You didn't give me squat, and I'm going to give you squat.
Yeah. My guess would be dog poop.
That seemed to be the easiest to use.
Yeah.
My thought?
Or human.
Right.
Well, I don't know. You know, we're guessing. We don't know. But maybe this family has a dog that she's repeatedly complained about, and the dog's always bothering her. So she's like, all right.
How many people live in North Brantford, and why aren't they calling in right now? Don't be embarrassed. Call in,
yeah.
North Brantford.
We do some research here.
Yeah. We're trying to put the pieces together.
North Brantford, Connecticut official website. All right. It shows a field of sunflowers.
Huh?
Okay.
Well, that's out of season.
Yeah, really. Okay. And where the hell is that field?
No, it's near the poop. Yeah, just the one page has it. The patch has nothing. But the regular North Brantford page, like I said, top story.
The town of North Brantford does not update their Facebook page.
It doesn't even have... North Brantford doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Toy drones, shopping for dad, and a mailbox.
Is North Brantford a good place to live? Let me click on that one.
Usually.
if you like dog poop right. in your mailbox.
Right.
A safe town with great schools and friendly people. Well, most people. Local food is good, and it's close enough to the city where you can always have something to do.
I'd go in there.
Town could invest in schools and roads. And how about them and postal employees?
It's every town. You never going to satisfy everybody.
What is North Brantford known for?
Mailboxes.
known for some of its popular attractions. Rose orchards.
That's no rose.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot just shared on social media.
Just on one page.
This has to be run. Average salary in North Brantford, $45,000 a year. Top earners, $70,000.
Yeah, it's the one story. It. No one else got it.
I'm seeing houses ranging all different prices.
It's been more the page on drones than the mailbox.
Wow, I thought we'd actually have a lot of participation in this one. No one in North Brantford cares.
Right, nobody had it done to them.
Well, I suppose that's a good thing. It's not a widespread act.
Ah.
Police said she was seen smearing the substance on at least one victim's mailbox. They said that over the past year, they responded to 7 similar complaints. In the cases, the substance was smeared on both the exterior and interior of the mailbox. It was later discovered by the victims. Oh, brother.
Oh, in the summertime, it was really brutal.
Yeah, that sounds like a dog poop move.
We're assuming it's dog poop.
Right.
I don't think it's dog poop.
It's the easiest to use.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I grew up in North Brantford.
All right, what can you tell us?
It's a very small town, and we used to call it the cow town.
Cowtown.
Maybe it's cow poop.
Never know.
I used to be late to school because they were crossing the cows to milk them.
Oh, I love those towns.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I just hear Brantford because it says it's North Brantford, but I hear Brantford and I'm like, yeah, but it's not country.
No.
But it is.
It is.
It's just so close to the shoreline. You just think, oh, it's been overdeveloped.
Right.
Have you heard anything about this dog poo or this whatever substance on the mailbox?
I have not. The first I heard of it was from you guys.
Okay.
Surprise.
Did you have any weirdos delivering your mail when you were a kid?
Not that I remember. I mean, there was definitely some weirdos in town, but, you know, because it's North Brantford and Northford. It's all one town.
Oh, okay. It's the same?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we know Northford, AJ.
Right.
We went to that restaurant many times.
Beautiful place.
All right. Thank you, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
You too.
Joe the mail carrier.
Yes.
What you got?
What do you know?
That lady Donna works at the Northford post office, not North Brantford.
Okay, I was just told they're the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. The police department's the same for Northford and North Brantford.
Oh, then the post office is not. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what do you know about this? It sounds like you know more than most people.
She's kind of a problem over the years there.
You think?
She was pulled out of there a couple of times for having fights with people in that post office.
Oh.
Sort of a civil employee.
Have you heard what the item that was smeared was?
No.
No illusions?
What would your guess be?
My guess would be... probably dog poo.
Right.
Dog poo.
Like a big crayon. Yeah. Like finger painting.
Did she seem nutty enough to use her own?
Over the years, probably.
All right.
You know, that's commitment. Yeah. That's commitment,
man.
How many years can you remember her just being like, You know, because I couldn't name one postal person in my town because they don't end up in the news.
Right.
News,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
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 That far, yeah.
So she's been in the news for a while. She's been on the radar. What's the furthest back you can remember her being on the radar?
She never really got along with anybody her whole life there.
I wonder why.
Oh, wow.
But, her whole career.
All right, so you remember her her whole run.
Yeah, I've been going there a long time.
Wow. All right, keep us posted.
All right.
All right,
very good.
You.
Check your mailbox.
Appreciate you guys in the morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, well, there's a guy who remembers the day she walked in the building.
Right.
It's like, trouble. Pizza Man Dan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I grew up in North Brantford, and it just goes to show what type of town it is that smearing poo is the leading story of the year, of the decade.
Hold on. That's a good thing.
It's a quiet town.
That's a good thing.
Right.
If someone smears poo in your mailbox, you want that to be the top story.
Even that's quiet.
Yeah, true. This is the first time I heard about it. And like I said, really nothing really went on in there. It was not much to do in that town. Cow tipping, maybe. But
no, that's the kind of town I like to live in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is the major crime.
Right. This is got the whole town, like the police department's like, where's the keys to the car?
Right. Yeah. I'll put my best man on it.
We haven't started that thing. It might need a jump.
Earl, put your shoes on.
Right.
We gotta go work.
All right.
Look out for special deliveries, guys, and have a great Christmas.
Hey, thank you, brother. You too. We were just talking about a story out of North Brantford where a postal carrier was arrested for smearing an unknown substance in at least one mailbox, inside, outside.
Yep.
Which is really weird.
Coding.
And Julie's on the phone. She says it was her mailbox.
Okay, she would know.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Morning, good. Julie. Sound chipper?
What was it?
Good morning, guys. So it actually happened 6 or 7 times. The first time it was Elmer's glue. The second, 2 times. Third time was jelly, grape jelly. Then it was chocolate frosting. Then it was...
You sure it was chocolate frosting?
That's what the cop said. I have the pictures. It definitely was chocolate frosting. So we've named her the Condiment Bandit.
Wow. The Condiment Kid.
Nice.
Kid, yeah.
Did you have some confrontation with her?
Like over dessert?
You know, no. No. We have no idea what the problem is, but she's had problems with everybody in the neighborhood for years.
Oh, thank God.
And it makes no sense.
Could have been sprinkled next time.
You know, most places just fire people. You know?
You would think.
You know, this is mail.
Right.
It's not like you could, all right, we're just going to give you the junk mail to deliver. No, you're delivering everything, even the important stuff.
Exactly.
Like, let's go, people.
Come on. It's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. So you never had any words with her? She never said, hey, your mailbox is like too far off the street, or like, hey, why are you leaving dog poo over here? I'm stepping in it. None of that.
Tell her her job is a piece of cake.
It was really weird. It came out of nowhere. Before that, she was very nice. I mean, we gave her holiday tips. We gave her Red Bulls. She was fine. And then one day, I was out in the yard, and she drove up the side street and started beeping, giving me the finger and yelling obscenities at me. And I was like, what? Wow. Literally out of nowhere. And then she just started harassing us, just beeping the horn every time she drove by, purposely pulling in front of our house, whether she had business or not.
Yeah.
Laying on the horn. She would leave our mailbox open. So she's been doing this, and we've been calling the police and complaining to the postmaster, and they've been doing everything on their part, but that is one strong union, and it's been a battle.
Yeah.
And we've recently had her arrested because we got it on video. She put up the camera.
That's the only thing I don't like about unions. I like unions because they help working people.
Yeah.
But when they protect someone who clearly needs to go, like, they never just say, you know what, you're kind of right. We'll quietly let this one happen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is frosting abuse.
That mail carrier earlier called in and said, the moment she walked in the building, it's been a problem. She fights with everybody. It's just a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Nonconformist.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
How much money have you spent on cleaning products, and how much time, like getting grape jelly and frosting?
Elmer's glue
out of your mailbox.
Shout out to the North Brantford Police Department. They clean it up for me every time. They always tell us to leave it there. Yeah. And they want to check it out and see what it is, make sure it's not dangerous.
Oh.
And they can just kind of look at it. And they've been cleaning it off after they do that. So they're amazing. Shout out to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they write, you're under arrest, and the candy and letters?
Do you need a new mailbox? I'll buy you a new mailbox.
Right, a nonstick coating.
Teflon mailbox.
We actually replaced one already because the door was mysteriously missing one day.
Not that I'm saying she did it.
Got to fit the frosting in there.
Well, you know what? We'd like to buy you a mailbox in the shape of her head.
Nice.
Ooh, no.
Maybe she won't tamper with it then.
Right. Or some kind of baking utensil.
Like an oven. Right. Make it like an oven, and the mailbox door is the oven door.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Let's get one that's like shape of a cake with frosting.
Yes. Yes.
That would confuse her.
Well, Julie, if you need a new mailbox, let us know. We will buy one for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank
you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you, too. All right, bye.
Bye. Allie, you had your mailbox touched as well?
Yes, so I had a different experience with her, though. So she would tie packages to my mailbox, and it would be sticking out. I posted all the pictures on the North Brantford Police Department page, and she would pull into my driveway. There's a video on it. And she threw a package out the window and then backed up and left. And there was this tiny box in the middle of the driveway. I've tried addressing her for the problems. And she would pull up to me, totally ignore me, and then drive away. She was screaming at the neighbor up the road one night, at the UPS guy, over nothing. She was during my wedding season this past year. She tied my cake topper to the mailbox that said fragile on it and almost broke.
Wow.
So, and I am still so surprised I never had any packages stolen the way she left it, just sticking out of my mailbox. All Christmas gifts, everything.
Wow.
I wonder what her side of the story is.
Yeah, why is she doing this?
You know? Because we all hear it and see it and like, okay, you have a problem.
Yeah.
But she thinks we're all screwed up.
Yeah, why?
Oh, right? What exactly. If she's like a real stickler? She's like, I saw that person's mailbox had like a stain or a spot on it. I didn't clean it.
Or is that
so I'm gonna mess it up.
Regulation for the packages.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just a miserable person. She's got my mailbox open. I don't know. I said to my husband one day, I said, what if I just give her $20 to Dunkin'? Maybe that'll cheer her up. Then the next day, she happened to throw the package in the driveway. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm all set.
Yeah, no.
We have been loving Amazon way too much lately. Maybe she's jealous.
Oh, my Amazon drivers are phenomenal. They leave the packages on the front.
Now watch what happens.
They're so kind.
Because they could be fired immediately.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And I've gone to the postmaster multiple times. She was wonderful, the one in North Brantford. Northford. But unfortunately, because it's so hard to get to build cases against postal workers, she kept saying that they weren't accepting cases about it.
They weren't accepting cases.
Nothing was getting done.
Can you imagine the police department being like, yeah, we're not taking bank robbery cases anymore. We're just good. We got to move on. Right. Just, busy, busy, busy.
Right. Yeah.
Going in a new direction.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but she kept telling me to, continue sending everything. I'm doing all that I can. So she was great, but her higher-ups or whatever the case was, they couldn't do anything no matter how many people were complaining.
So I just want any news reporter to know you've just been handed a great story, okay?
Yeah.
This has been going on for years. Nothing's been done, and a lot of people affected in a small town.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy.
It's your story
now.
Yep. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.